Hola, this is Kaipachu with a weekly paleo report, and this one is for September 25th of 2019. I just landed here in Paro, Bhutan, and my body says that it's 4 o'clock in the morning, but it's actually 5 o'clock in the afternoon. So, this could be a little bit of a spacey paleo report. Anyway, the moon is in Leo, going through my 12th house, wrapping it all up, finishing it. Venus is square to Saturn today. The sun is in opposition to Black Moon Lilith. Not only is Venus square Saturn, but we know that Saturn is conjunct the south node of the moon, and that makes Venus square to the moon's nodes. That makes it vitally necessary that we talk about Venus today, that we live Venus. Love. I'm going to talk about love. It's actually in today's mantra, and Venus square the nodes is part of that. In addition, Mercury is in square to Pluto, right? So we've got, you know, this Venus and Mercury have been traveling along, and they've been square Saturn, and now they're squaring Pluto. Venus squares Pluto next Monday, okay? So, you know, these are, you know, it can be considered challenging times. I think that, you know, some of you may be going through a few challenges. Not only, not only all of those aspects, but then Black Moon Lilith is conjunct Chiron. So when the sun opposes Chiron, the sun is also opposing, you know, Black Moon Lilith. I talked about that little conference that they were having last week, right? But probably the biggest thing here is that Saturn is exactly conjunct the south node of the moon for the last time in like 28 years or so on Saturday. But, you know, Saturn is moving basically 1 minute a day. Yeah? And the moon's node is moving about 1 degree a week. So the node is going retrograde. Saturn is going direct, but very, very slowly. So this will be going on all week. And of course, if we give a little bit of time, look at these dragons, man. This place is just one amazing, beautiful experience after another. Now I'm gonna come on up over here, give you a shot. So tomorrow the moon moves into Virgo, and on Saturday she moves into Libra. Yeah? For what? The new moon in Libra. It's at 5 degrees 20 minutes of Libra. And then she's going to move on, you know, and go into Scorpio on Monday. So those are about enough of the aspects of what I'd like to show you today, but I want to get the rest of this mural in, right? I'm just at the hotel here. I can't really get away because I'm meeting 40 people to get on a bus here, and it's a little bit of a time.
Hola! How about that little Pluto? These are the four deities here. I'll show you the beginning will be the introduction. This is Garuda. Garuda over here, and the snow leopard. The other side of Garuda is the dragon, and the other side is the tiger. These are the four major deities. So I thought this was a very appropriate place with the help of the gods to get through this report. Okay, so, yeah, I got this sore throat coming. I'm going to start right off with the mantra today because this is very powerful. Everything has a beginning, but the end is determined by the amount of love that I give and take with who, for what, and why. Because I have to start out with it because, Venus square the moon's nodes. This is about love. But what is love? Love is energy. And there's other forms of energy. Money is energy, right? Our physical service is love. So this giving and taking, okay, is what really we're experiencing. You know, this is Venus square the nodes, Venus squaring Saturn. You know, this whole energetic that is time now, Saturn is karma, the lord of karma. And around the south node of the moon, this is kind of like, you know, wrapping up and getting the harvest, the results of how much love we have given and how much love we have taken. And it reminds me of the Beatles, because they say that in the end, the love you take is equal to the love you make. And this is a point where, as much as I adore John Lennon and Paul McCartney, I'm going to have to disagree. the end is pretty far off if we think of reincarnation in many, many, many lifetimes. So maybe in the end, it does come out equal. But in a given lifetime, in a given year, in a given week, it's not. It's not. And we can give or take more love. And this will determine our end. When you're laying on your deathbed, I'm saying that the amount of love that you have given or just taken or not even experienced love at all with a shut down heart completely, right? This end is going to be, yeah, the end is determined by the amount of love. And like Saturn says, Saturn is the great teacher. What goes around comes around. And when we put ourselves out, it comes back. When we give of our love energy will come back. And when we withhold our love, and we withhold our service, and we withhold our energy, we will not get compensation. It's like if you don't work, if you don't put out some service, you don't bring home a paycheck. You know what I mean? There's this whole give and take kind of thing going on. And now, in the middle of the night last night, I don't know day or night or when it was or where I was, but it all came very clear to me. And I came in with this new revelation. And this new revelation is that in the beginning of all life, just think about it now, just think of a seed. A seed has everything inside it, right? And it absorbs the water and absorbs the minerals and absorbs everything. And so it's just like, you know, we begin our lives taking and gathering, and then we go to school and we start learning. And this is just like, you know, this is the beginning. And as we mature, Saturn is time and maturity. As we mature, then we begin to grow, you know, and the you know, the seed emerges into the flower, okay, or, you know, into the fruit tree. And as that tree ages, okay, you know, as that, you know, let's say it's a, does it in 1 year or so, right? You know, so it's, you know, like strawberries, you know, they come up and then they give of their fruit, and then people pick their fruit, right? Or their fruit falls and it goes down into the earth and become seeds again for the future, right? So these are the seasons of spring, summer, fall, and winter. This is like the Native American medicine wheel that we begin, okay, in youth, okay, and it's all inside. And we can think of this, what I was thinking is this is particularly related to Uranus and Saturn. Uranus changes signs every 7 years. So think of Saturn going through like the first house, starting on the ascendant. The first 7 years is the first house where it's just I, self. The second seven, second house is I gather and I start developing capacities and resources. Okay, and from 14 to 21, I am in school and I'm learning. All right, and then Uranus, you know, in that fourth phase from 21 to 28 is, you know, in the fourth house of establishing, you know, a home base, a foundation. And then from 28 to 35, you know, Uranus is coming out in the fifth house of creative self-expression or having children, having a family. And then, you know, and then it moves on from 35 to 42. It's in that sixth house of work and service and giving, and this is just, these are the years. And then you hit your midlife crisis. Yeah, Uranus opposite Uranus at age 42, it's like this full moon of the life. And then from 42 to 49, it's going through the seventh house, and you change the nature of your relationships changes, and then it goes into the eighth house and the ninth house, until by the time you're 63, it's at the midheaven, the top, the peak. And then it begins to descend, 63 to 70, 10th house. And after 70, right, you start to retire or whatever, you know, at this particular point. It's like, you know, and it goes into winter time. So we have the seasons of the year. And these can be like it's the seasons of a lifespan. These can be the seasons of a country. The United States was born, okay? And, you know, now it's rising, and I think it's going to fall, you know? But it's with any cycle, we have this, you know, that it initially starts out where it's selfish. We are naturally, instinctively, positively, and perfectly self-centered, narcissistic, gathering, taking, wanting, you know, wanting nurturing, and, you know, starts out with nursing, and it's just like, gimme, 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 gimme. And really, even the first half of life, if you think about it, is building up ourselves, you know, especially from 0 to 21, building up ourselves. And then from 21 to 42, we establish and we begin to express ourselves. And then we begin to serve. And after 42, it's more about giving and sharing, you know, our hearts, our love, our teachings, our understanding, everything that we have gathered. We give our fruit, the fruit that we are here, that we incarnated in order to give. And then we reach this peak, right, at 63. And this peak is like, I've given. And, you know, I'm kind of, you know, beginning to then what? Set. Go in. Go down into winter time. And this is what this retirement is about. And I'm thinking of this as, you know, Bhutan is, you know, it's all Tibetan astrology. By the Tibetan monks, we're going to be learning their Tibetan astrology. And their astrology starts with meditation. Meditation. Mindfulness and watching the inner flow. And that beginning leads to this heart awareness. So this is coming into this heart space. And this, and so it's about, ultimately, right, that we, you know, we gather in the beginning of our lives only to give. And the end of our lives, the fruition, is really determined by, you know, what was my last line, okay? You know, really, it's about with who, for what, and why. And this is where we come into, we can give to get, right? You know, I mean, it's almost prostitution. You know, I'm going to give you some money and I'm going to get some sexual pleasure, right? Or I'm going to give you money for this. I mean, commodities and buying and selling is the most obvious forms of I give in order to get, right? And this can go on, obviously, throughout an entire life period. But when it comes to the sixth house and when it comes to serving, okay, you know, then it's about selflessly giving. Now, we're not giving in order to get. We're giving in order to heal. We're giving in order to serve. We're giving in order to, you know, clean up the environment or clean up, you know, the world, the planet, you know, and help and serve and give. And then, you know, it's like, to who? Who are we giving? Okay? Are we giving and directing our energy, directing our money, directing our love? Okay? Are we sowing it in appropriate, fertile places where it is going to have the maximum effect? We want to really put our energy. I think the Bible was, you know, don't sow your seeds, right, you know, in stones, you know, or in sand or whatever. It's in fertile soil that you want to plant your seeds. So it is, you know, with who are you sharing your time, your energy, your attention, your love, your heart, your body, your possessions, you know, with who? It's you know, it's very, you know, it's good to be conscious and consciously with discrimination and discernment. Do not throw your pearls to swine. So it's with who, for what, and why? Why? This is obviously the great big question, right? You know, why do I love? Why do I give? And of course, there are in as many different answers, I think, to that question as there are people on planet Earth, as there are soul intentions and our evolutionary intentions for being here. So this is just, you know, what I'm really feeling this time is all about. Saturn, here's the moon's node going retrograde, 1 degree. It's moving 1 degree this week. And Saturn is moving 1 minute a day, going right past, going Saturn. And then they're going to begin to separate. And we can all sigh a big breath of relief. But last but not least, before I let you go today, I have to say one more thing. I will probably talk about it more next week. But, you know, last week I talked about how Saturn stationed to go direct, and it stayed at that same degree, okay, for 2 months. Now we have Pluto. Pluto has been retrograde for 6 months, and it is sitting at 14 degrees of Capricorn for 4 months. Yeah. Sitting Pluto, Shiva, the god of death and destruction and ending in order to give new birth. It's like, I think of the old movie that came out when I was a kid, The Day the Earth Stood Still. So this Saturn stationed and is moving 1 minute a day, and now Pluto comes along and sits at 1 degree for 4 months. This is just like we are all sitting in our stew, and we are all like, it's like we're cooking in all of our own juices. And it's just like, you know, the world is reflecting and bringing back to us everything that we have either made or not made. Everything that we have given is coming back. And this is just like this huge karmic time. And if we're experiencing all kinds of lack, problems, issues, this is time to really look very deeply into the causes. We want to understand really that the bottom line of this is, with astrology, there are no accidents. Saturn is giving us a message with every single event, that every single issue, every single problem, every single result, every single, you know, harmonious conclusion. But this is really the time to end. The south node of the moon is the past, and Saturn is separation. We are separating from the past. This is the time to let go of old psychological patterns, old conditioning, old limiting beliefs, old fears that keep our heart closed. Because we know now that as we give more, we will receive more. So this is just a really beautiful time of dropping, of taking these fears and these millstones and everything that's been holding us back and shutting us down and shutting us up, and just release it. Say bye-bye. So I want to give you that mantra one more time. Everything has a beginning, but the end is determined by the amount of love that I give and take, with who, for what, and why. There's just a little, how much love. Yeah, it's not the amount. I thought so. I got that wrong. Erase. Retrograde. Rewind the tape. Ready? One more time, man. Everything has a beginning, but the end is determined by how much love I give and take, with who, for what, and why. May you give and take and breathe and exchange the maximum amount of love in this lifetime, and that will determine your end as being a magnificent, peaceful, beautiful finale. Namaste, aloha, so much love.